Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball with Bill Lasky. My guest today pitched for the Orange and Black from 1988 to 1993. 14 seasons as a Major League Baseball pitcher. And of course, a National League All-Star. And also, you can see his plaque on the Embarcadero and the San Francisco Wall of Fame. Let's bring in Jeff Brantley. How are you today, Jeff?
Doing good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me. Well, the Cincinnati Reds are on a roll. They won 3 in a row. How about that?
That's pretty good, considering where we were about a month ago. This is a nice feeling.
Well, let's talk about this season. The first 8 series, they were 0-7-1, and now the last 6 series, they've turned it around. Winning 3, losing 1, and tying 2. What has changed with the Reds?
I think part of it is getting a little healthier. I think the Reds started with a lot of guys just not available to pitch. And you know as well as I do, Bill, if you don't have pitching, you're not going to play very well. And that injury issue and the COVID issue kind of hit some of the position players. And that's not to say that this club would be standing in first place if they were all healthy. I think coming into this year, there were a lot of people that understood that this was kind of a year where you're trying to get your young guys a little more experience and trying to see what you have in your organization, see who can play at the big league level and who can't, and you kind of move from there.
Well, I tell you what, a very respected manager in David Bell and a great coaching staff, how are they going through all this and how much pressure and stress they've gone through? Because, as you said, the beginning of the year, just nothing clicked.
Yeah, I think it's difficult. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that there are any coaches that work harder than the guys that we have on our staff. There may be some out there that work the same. I don't think there's anybody that work harder than the guys that we have on David Bell's staff. And I mean that sincerely. You watch these guys out there, not only on the field, but when you're on the bus or you're on the airplane and excuse me, you're trying to teach these guys and help them understand, especially the younger guys, what it takes to be able to be successful up here. It's not just purely talent. There's a lot of mental process that goes into being successful, and a lot of times that only comes with experience, and you're trying to speed up that experience, or as a coach, or you're trying to make it at least to a point where when they do experience something, they understand why they are where they are.
And I tell you what, Jeff, the Reds front office traded some key players. Now you have 7 rookies making their Major League Baseball debut with the Reds. Are they ready for this? Because you were just talking about it, the mental fatigue as well as the physical put all pressure on these rookies. How have they maintained, and are they doing well so far?
You know, Bill, we did this about 4 or 5 years ago. And to be honest with you, those young players were not ready. They were not fully informed as to what they needed to do to be successful at the big league level, and it showed. The Reds had some really rough times with some of those young pitchers, and most of them are not even in the big leagues now. I think with this group, it's a totally different effect. I think as far as talent, as far as velocity, breaking stuff, those types of things, I think all of these guys are ready to pitch at the big league level. The problem that you have in a small market like San Francisco or like Cincinnati, unrelated to San Francisco, is when you get guys from your minor league system that are ready to either play in the big leagues or pitch in the big leagues, you have to move them up and you have to see what you have. Now, sometimes they're going to fall on their face and fail. We know that. You and I both know that. Mm-hmm. But there are other times that you're going to have some guys that really step forward. And what that does is it gives you a guy that for the next 5-6 years, they're kind of cheap talent, and you can build around that. And I think that's where the Reds are headed. And I think we've got some guys that we can work with.
Jeff Brantley joining me on Talking Baseball. Of course, he's the radio and TV analyst for the Cincinnati Reds. Let's talk a little bit more about this pitching staff and go to the bullpen. The Reds relievers were first in walks allowed, 27th in Major League Baseball, highest earned run average. But the last 14 games, they have been on fire. 13 earned runs in 50 innings pitched, and their earned run average is 2.6. Are the positions in the bullpen kind of starting to see who's the middleman, long man, and who's the closer yet?
I think we're getting there, Bill. I don't know that we have a guy that you could say is going to be the closer each and every night when a save comes up. I think you've got about five guys in that bullpen that you might go to in certain spots. I think the communication from both pitching coach Derek Johnson and the manager David Bell trying to inform these guys, because you're not going to have a guy with this young of a staff, especially pitching out of the bullpen. It's not an everyday situation where one guy pitches the ninth or one guy pitches the sixth. That may flip-flop from day to day. But I think you have to let these kids know, okay, this is when I'm expecting to use you. That way they can be mentally ready. And for the most part, that's begun to change a little bit.
Well, a pitcher that's down in that bullpen is Hunter Strickland. Of course, he was with the Giants when they won the 2014 World Series. Pitching pretty well. The last 10 games, 2.6. Of course, the velocity on his fastball is one of the key points that he has. But control has always been an issue. What have you seen out of Strickland so far?
I think that...
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
For him, when the situation has been a tighter situation, maybe as the setup guy or maybe finishing the ball game, that's when he's thrown his best. I think when, especially early, when the Reds were just trying to get him some work, because he was a late sign, he was late getting into camp, he really didn't get the work that some of the younger guys did, so he was still trying to get his arm in shape by the time we hit ball games in April. And I think it showed a little bit. I think that's why the numbers are a bit skewed for Strickland. But when he's pitched in games where the game has been close or the game has been on the line, he's thrown the ball awfully well. And I think, to be honest with you, for a veteran pitcher, that's all you can ask.
You know, Jeff, when you look at this lineup, a lot of names you don't know of. There's a lot of names that are uncertain. Tell us some key players that you see in this lineup that are gelling and well-prepared for the upcoming games.
Well, I think, number one, you have to start with the guy that's behind the plate in Tyler Stevenson. That's the biggest reason that the Reds traded Tucker Barnhart to Cleveland, because they knew that Stevenson was going to be the everyday catcher, not only this year, but going forward. He's a young kid, has a pretty good idea about how to call a ball game, catches and throws really well, but his biggest strength is swinging the bat. And when you can hit righties and lefties and you're a guy behind the plate that's got some legitimate power, you're going to get a chance to play a lot, and he's doing that. I think part of the issue for the Reds right now is trying to extend the season, because last year he didn't catch as many ball games because Barnhart was behind the plate most of the time. So you can't just run a young catcher out there and say, okay, you're going to catch 150 ball games. That'd be kind of tough. But they're using the designated hitter in order to get him to continue at bats at the plate, but still putting him behind the plate to catch. Last year's Rookie of the Year, Jonathan India, he's been out with a hamstring issue, a guy that you would definitely see at the top of the batting order. I think he's one of those guys that really makes this team kind of click a little bit. And I would say the same for the center fielder, Nick Senzel. He's not a rookie per se. He's had a couple of years in the big leagues, but he's just never been able to stay healthy. And when he's healthy, he performs awfully well. Probably the biggest surprise out of all the guys that I would mention is a guy by the name of Kyle Farmer, who's playing shortstop. Now, you look at Kyle Farmer, who was in the Dodgers organization, and Farmer set the record at Georgia for fielding percentage as a shortstop. Well, when he got to the Dodgers, they put him behind the plate right away. Didn't let him play at all in the infield. So he was just kind of boxed in the Dodgers organization. The Reds picked him up a few years later, and he's been our shortstop since the day he arrived here, which is pretty amazing considering the fact that the Dodgers only looked at him as a catcher, and that was it. And he's been a great player for us.
Wow. Let's talk about this probable pitcher today, Vladimir Gutierrez, 0-6 with an 8.7. The numbers just aren't looking good. 30 innings, 36 hits, 21 walks. That's what I look at that. 24 strikeouts equal. But at the same time, it just hasn't been well for Vladimir so far. And when you start looking at the consistency, there's just really nothing there so far.
Yeah, you look at what Gutierrez was able to do last year when we called him up, and that's the guy everyone is looking for. That guy has not showed up this year, I can tell you that. He threw the ball really well last year, didn't seem to be intimidated by the big league names at all. Breaking ball for strikes, he was able to hit both sides of the plate with his fastball, and he showed a pretty good changeup. Now, you fast forward that into 2022, he threw the ball well in camp. Came out in the beginning of the year, and it looked like he had changed some things as far as his grip on his fastball. It looked like he had changed a little bit of his mechanical move to the plate, and it was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. He couldn't get the ball over the plate, and you could tell by just watching his face, because this kid is not scared. He's not anxious. He's a very aggressive pitcher. But, I'm watching him, and I'm thinking, this is not the same guy. Something is going on here. So the Reds have tried to clean that up a little bit, tried to get him back into form, and he's shown some flashes of what we saw last year, but never more than two innings at a time. His last start, he pitched the first two innings, and everyone thought, okay, he's finally back. Got out in the third inning, and things went downhill from there. So if you're gonna be looking at Vladimir Gutierrez, it's going to be from the third or fourth inning on. I expect him to come out and pitch well in the beginning of the ball game. But once he gets a little bit of fatigue, he's got to continue to have those good mechanics or he's going to get himself in trouble.
Jeff, what are we looking at in the arsenal he throws? High velocity, good breaking ball, off speed? What are we looking at with when he gets on the mound today?
He's been pretty erratic as far as his velocity. When he's on, he's right around 95 miles an hour with a little bit of sink to the fastball. And when he's at that 95 mile an hour mark, that's when his slider is best. When he's throwing 91 or 92, and, I mean, that's 3 miles an hour, 4 miles an hour at some points. That's when he's using his curveball, and the fastball is he has a difficult time finding the plate. So when he has the higher velocity, that's when he's at his best. He'll mix in a changeup as the game goes on, but more than anything else, he's a fastball slider guy. And if he's having to use fastball curveball early in the ball game, you know there's a problem.
Jeff, on May 15th, one of the best games I think I've seen in a while, and I watched it a couple of times, was Hunter Green throwing a no-hitter going 7 1/3 against the Pirates and losing 1-0. You were there watching this game, high velocity from Hunter Green. But so many pitches, they left him in there for over 125 pitches. Tell me what you saw that day, and why did David Bell keep him in so long?
Well, I think part of the reason that they wanted to keep him in the ballgame was to make him push himself. I think when you've got a kid that has thrown the ball as hard as Hunter has his entire life, things have just kind of come easy. And I think they wanted to make him work for it a little bit. I think that was the reasoning that we were given behind the extra pitch count. But I will say this, he was absolutely dominant. I mean, you have to be to have a no-hitter going into the seventh inning. And the biggest reason that he was dominant was not the 100-mile-an-hour fastball. It was the development of his slider. And he threw the slider awfully well in that ball game. He was able to, backdoor it against left-handers, and the Pirates had stacked that lineup with a lot of lefties. So he was able to backdoor the slider to begin the at-bat, and then he was finishing these left-handers with the slider down and in and just showing flashes of that high velocity. So it for him, it was a great learning experience because I don't think he'd ever pitched like that in his life where he basically pitched backwards. sliders early, fastball to finish. And it was something that he talked about after the ball game, and that he felt like he was strong, but definitely got tired once he got to the seventh inning.
Chuck Bradley, great stuff again. Great talking to you, and have a great call today, and we'll be in touch as the season progresses.
All right, Bill. Great to hear from you, man. Talk anytime.
That was Jeff Brantley. Of course, he's the radio and TV analyst for Cincinnati Reds. More coming up with Kerry Crowley, Marty Lurie, and myself on Talkin' Baseball right here on KNBR, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.